Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco with you. Mac Morey as well. It is a Thursday. It is a gloomy, shocking, depressing, whatever it may be, type of Thursday.
Not good.
No.
Not good. And I told you this morning, I'm not going to sit here and try to make good for everybody right now because...
That's fine.
If you're in panic mode and you're nervous about this baseball team, you have every right to be nervous about this baseball team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a big stack guy, but, man, some of the numbers you're starting to look at right now make you go, ugh.
So I will play the opposite side of that because I did put some numbers together just because I thought we needed something to back that up. And Mac and I were just talking and had a little conversation about, you know, what it is. But – look, the truth is, I understand everything. I understand why you might be in a situation of the hell with it. This team stinks. I don't understand why they're losing. I understand if you have that sort of thing. Like last night, I got to the realization that I would listen to everybody's side of it. And I even went through Vern's postgame show in about 5 minutes, and I listened to the callers, and you'd be surprised by this. Everybody was optimistic.
Really?
I'm
wow.
dead serious.
Oh, my God.
During the break, I
could
cut all the spots. There was about four calls, and everybody was kind of in the optimistic. And you can call in as well, 913-586-7965, and give your Royals take with only, what is there, like six games left?
Nine games left. Magic number of eight, which the magic number of eight has been that way since Saturday. So we're almost
right.
going a full week with the exact same magic number on this team. Yeah, and I do.
Right.
I want to hear from fans this morning about this team, like where your mental state is after that sweep. Now, look, I'll say this. The Detroit Tigers are playing hell of baseball right now, Dusty. They are the hottest team in baseball right now. What were they, like 25-10 over their last 35 games? Or whatever it is like that. But I didn't realize, and really this is the disappointing thing for me, is how much this team just got deflated with the loss of Vinny Pasquantino still. Like, if you're Vinny right now, you're probably calling John Sherman and go, hey, time to pay me, because I clearly was the catalyst of this baseball team. They are 7-11 now since Vinny Pasquantino went down, and you could say 7-12 if you count the game in which he got hurt in, you know, as a loss. I chose not to because I didn't want it to look that bad. At 7-12, but 7-11 since Vinny Pasquantino has gone down, and nobody has stepped it up, including the front runner at the time for the MVP, Bobby Witt. I mean, you know, I hate to be that guy, but like, he's the catalyst, Dusty, of this team. And over the last 28 days, he's hitting just .238 and just .246 in the month of September, and he's your guy, right? Like, you need him to get out there and lead this team, and he's not doing it right now.
But you can't talk about guys that aren't playing right now. And that's, and I keep seeing
that. No, Bobby's
that.
Definitely playing
right now.
I
thought
you were
talking about Vinny Pasquantino. I'm sorry. But like, that's the thing that's like frustrating is that, and I heard a couple of things like that. Like, is Vinny going to be back? Like, stop. It's not about Vinny Pasquantino, because you want to know what Bobby Wood Jr. has done his last 10 games? He's hitting .256.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
He's hitting .256. He has two home runs with two multi-hit games, and you're still two games above the Detroit Tigers, and you're still a game and a half against the Minnesota Twins. So look, Vinny ain't here. Just like Isaiah Pacheco ain't here.
But I don't think the Isaiah Pacheco injury is going to have nearly the impact that this Vinny Pasquantino injury had.
Because when Vinny Pasquantino got hurt, everybody put their heads in their lap and cried.
Right.
Everybody, from the team to the staff to the fans, and they went on a 7-game losing skid.
That's right.
Okay? And that's what the Chiefs have to avoid, is the Chiefs have to avoid that sort of emotional loss. Here's the deal. You're still a playoff team. You play the San Francisco Giants Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You'll then play the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals. You play three National League teams, one of which isn't going to make the playoffs. The other two fighting. the problem is, and I think the reason why fans are in a state of like my stepmother, like my dad, who are like, is it okay if I'm Debbie Downer right now? I said, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the reason why it sucks and the reason why it hurts is because it's running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's 9 games left.
And you're losing to the wrong team at the worst possible time, and you got swept.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you get swept, your star player had a grand slam and it meant nothing.
Meant nothing.
Which
only had 3 hits in that 3-game series.
Right. And I was telling people that that grand slam kind of made me feel like it was the 13-second game,
mm-hmm.
right? The high of that win. And then immediately afterwards, you're like, oh, yeah, well, it doesn't mean anything now. Cool, you had a grand slam. I don't care. 913-586-7965. Feel free to call in.
Yeah, but
no
also
text.
But also too with Bobby Witt, it's not just the last couple of days against the Tigers or anything like
right.
that. It's the entire last month. 238 in his last 28 days. That's not a good batting average for a guy who a lot of people said the MVP race is over. We'll just call it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done. He's not going to be the MVP. Nor
it's probably been over.
Yeah, right. It probably has. Again, we're talking about Aaron Judge and the Yankees did clinch last night.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where. And again, he's still very young, but you know, if you're going to make the Patrick Mahomes comparisons, like
yeah.
Mahomes was taking care of business from day one, and baseball's a lot harder. The season's a lot longer. I think these guys are probably getting tired right now. They've never, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just laying out reality. They've never played high leverage games like this in their life, other than Salvador Perez, right?
Mm.
Nobody else has really played day to day in these high leverage type of situations for 162 games like they're doing right now. It wears on you. We'll hear something that Ned Yost told us a little bit later on about starting pitching in the postseason, just to kind of behind the scenes. We're taping mm-hmm. a bunch of interviews for the 10th anniversary of the wild card game. And Ned was talking about starting pitching and just kind of the stamina of the playoffs versus the regular season. Well,
mm-hmm.
these last, you know, couple of weeks have kind of been playoff type of games. And, you know, Bobby Witt's got to perform better. Like if you're going to be in that MVP category, you truly need to step up your game as an MVP, the most valuable player when somebody on your team goes down. We've seen Mahomes do it. We've seen Kelsey do it. We've seen people on the Chiefs do it all the time. That's why with a Pacheco injury, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We've seen these guys step up. Granted, they have more experience doing it, but I feel like they've been doing it since day one. And Bobby Witt, since Vinny has gone down, has basically been non-existent. 246 batting average in September. The team's not doing much better. They're only hitting 224 this month. And you lose Vinny, and it's a big loss because he was your most clutch hitter by far. Runners in scoring position, we talked about yesterday, right? Nobody's getting these hits with these runners on base and in scoring position. Vinny Pasquantino on the season, guys, was hitting 375 with runners in scoring position and 2 outs. Like, that is as clutch a stat as you can look at, and nobody's coming through.
Right.
Nobody's picking up the slack. Nobody's getting the job done from an offensive standpoint. This is not on the pitching anymore.
No.
But Daniel Lynch IV was fantastic last night.
Yeah.
The bullpen hasn't been awful, and it's just the offense isn't scoring any runs, and they've got to find a way to get those hitting shoes back on, as they like to say.
Yeah, they scored 9 runs versus Detroit, and 6 of them came in game one.
Game
they scored
one, yeah.
1-2 nights ago, and they scored 2 last night.
Right.
Your offense has to be better. That's
be
a fact.
Yep.
The other thing, too, is that you're understanding now the effect of not giving Bobby Witt Jr. anything to hit, which would be why his average is declining. He's getting one pitch to hit in a you know, every at bat.
He and how frustrated
pitch.
Does he have to be in those situations,
sure.
too,
I mean,
right?
Yep. You're the best player on your team. Go back to Little League when your team sucked.
Right.
And you had one guy on your team that was the only guy that could play. And every time you played a team that knew that, they were just like, walk him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens. But the thing is that I understand that people are going to be either optimistic or they're going to be like, oh, season's over. Season's not over. You still
no,
have, you still,
9 games you, left. Big 9 games.
You still definitely have a 2-game lead over Detroit, and you have a game and a half lead over Minnesota. Minnesota just lost 2 or 3 against Cleveland. You just unfortunately got swept by Detroit.
Yeah.
And the problem why I think it hurts, and I saw somebody in the text, I'd say Alec Marsh is trash. He needs to go. His start before this last one, he had 5 innings and struck out 11 batters. Chill.
Yeah, Alec, it's
he's not
the
a
pitching.
Starter.
Like,
he's not a starter.
It's not the pitching that's hurting this ball club right now at all. It's
yeah.
not. It's the lack of production at the plate.
And the thing is that you can complain about the manager. The players have to execute. You didn't complain about the managers when they were winning 12 out of 14 games. So stop with that.
What, wait, how would the manager be making this team win games? What's the complaint about Q?
He's not bunting in the eighth. He's not putting the right guy that Dave from Lenexa wants to see pitch in the damn eighth inning.
All
That's what people are pissed about.
Right. That's what they're mad about. So, be pissed at your starting shortstop who's not getting the job done right now.
Not only that, you also are these people that get mad at the manager that also say, well, if they had Vinny Pass, well, they don't have Vinny Pass with Dino.
Right. Somebody
else. Have him.
Somebody else has got to step it up.
The thing is, this team is still in the playoffs. This team is not done. This team is not getting bad management. You did not like this manager last year. He turned this team into an 82-game win team when they were winning 56 damn games last year. It's not the manager's fault. It's not Vinny Pasquantino's absence fault. It's the players on the stadium floor right now that aren't getting the job done. They had a great start from Cole Reagans. They gave him zero run support. They had a decent outing last night. They gave him zero run support. Not talking about Marsh, talking about the bullpen. The first game, they had 2 4-run leads, and they blew it both times, and they wasted a start. That's on the team. That's not on the manager.
Yeah, we got to stop blaming the manager in these situations. I know we don't like to hold our star players accountable, and God forbid anybody say Patrick Mahomes had a bad game the other day throwing the football around, and people want to they want to kill you. You can't say that about Patrick. No, Patrick didn't play well, and that's where we are right now with Bobby Witt Jr. He's not performing to the level that he needs to be performing to be the leader of this ball club.
Salvador Perez has been bad.
Salvi's hitting 271 this month in the month of September, because I looked at his numbers too.
Right.
I'm like, is Salvi bad as well? Salvi's about as consistent as he's been every single month for this season. Right, he's hitting right around 271 in September, and that's pretty much been where he's been all season long. So I'm like, he's been kind of consistent. You know, the other thing that they're lacking on right now, they're not getting the home run. In the month of August, they hit 41 home runs, Dusty. They have 12 in September. They're not putting the ball out of the yard right now. So, like, everything that could go wrong from an offensive standpoint is going wrong. They have to find a way to hit the brakes. And thank God there's an off day today. You know, usually you like to play a game after getting beat and whatnot. This team needs a day of rest. They need a day to refocus. And San Francisco's coming in, and they've won, I think they took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken. They may have just swept the Orioles. Or no, they got another game today at noon against Baltimore. So they close out that series, but they've won the last two. I've been kind of watching those games before the Royals get started. San Francisco, I thought, was a team that was kind of on the precipice of quitting, right? Like they were going to be done. They haven't quit. They're playing a postseason team in Baltimore, and they're beating a postseason team in Baltimore.
Right.
And that's the next team that's coming here to Kansas City. So I can't be worried about Detroit and Minnesota anymore. The Royals have to take care of business themselves. They're in position. They still have an 85.6% chance to make the playoffs. It was a 91% chance to make the playoffs yesterday.
Yes.
And so what that tells me is the ball's in your court. You can't worry about what Detroit does now. You can't worry about what Baltimore does. You can't worry about what Minnesota does. You have to go out there and take care of business yourselves. And this is where Bobby Witt's going to earn that money and show the rest of the league that he is the MVP. He needs to take the reins of this team right now. In these type of situations, your leaders and your best players need to step it up. Go back to the Chiefs' postseason run last year. Who stepped it up in the postseason? Travis Kelce. That's your leader. That's your big dog. That's the guy who stepped it up and performed when you needed him to. Chris Jones came through. All of your high-priced, high-paid, high-value superstars have to come through. And so Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt need to come through for this team. We can't be mad at Yuli Gurriel. You can't be mad at MJ Melendez. You can't be mad at the guy who looks like Bono in center field or Tommy Pham or any of these guys that were brought in. Your big-time superstars, your Salvador Perez's and your Bobby Witt Jr.'s, those are the two guys that need to get the job done. And until they get the job done, nothing else matters on this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head to head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Team.